3. On the Absolution. Vi Marotti is good at her job, so she cocks her head, her brow wrinkling.
Who?
Her captor says nothing to betray his annoyance, but he does move around behind her and adjust her bonds. Something slides over her head, brushing the tops of her ears. She's about to say something clever when the smallest electric shock zaps her, raising every hair on her body. Instead of dissipating, it runs down her spine, fizzing out through her nerves to burn in the tips of her fingers and toes. Her teeth clench together painfully, and for a long moment she's unable to pull them apart.
That's not the highest setting,
he says, coming back around to face her.
Not by a long shot. That's barely a taste.
He has a remote in his big, gloved hands, and she can't see what sorts of controls it might feature, but she doesn't really want to know. Pain is easier when you don't know what's coming.
It tickled a little.
The words come out slurred, her jaw still clenched. He cranks up the juice, and every muscle in Vi's body goes rigid. It feels like her bones are on fire, and her eyes roll back in her head, showing her a personal galaxy of exploding stars that in no way resembles the comfortable safety of hyperspace. When the jolt is over, Vi lifts her head to look at him, her jaw shivering with the struggle of prying her teeth apart. The place where the metal band rested against her forehead feels like it's burned. The words come singly at first, as sensation and control slowly return.
I don't know anything about anything.
Her captor says nothing, just gives her another jolt, turning the power up a little bit. She has no way of knowing how high it goes, of when it will start to do real, lasting damage to her body. When the electricity comes, it comes on strong, and it's all she can do to ride it out. Stars, pain, heat, shaking, an ache in her jaw, and another behind her eyes. When her vision returns, she watches her captor through her eyelashes. Despite his calm, there's something desperate about him. He doesn't seem like the interrogating type, like he does this sort of thing frequently. Perhaps he's never done it before. He hasn't tried to use the brain probe, after all. And if his droid were programmed for interrogation, there's no way they'd pass up that hack. Back in the Empire days, Vi knows, the Imperial Security Bureau could get anything out of anyone who wasn't trained in the Force. But this guy? He doesn't know what he's doing. And that means he could kill her before he even knew she was dying.
Tell me about Captain Phasma. I know you've been to Parnassos, and I know that's where she's from. I know you were sent to gather intel on her, and now I want to know everything you know about her. So start talking.
Yeah, like just yelling at her will force her to spill. Interrogation goes both ways. Especially now that she knows he's onto her. She has to tell him something, or he's going to break her, and soon. Two more jolts, and he pulls up her hanging head by her hair. She spits blood on his boots from her bitten tongue and stares at the splotch on the flawless plastoid. The blood and the boot are not the same red, much as Brendel Hux might have liked them to be.
Phasma, tell me about her, or it's going to get a lot worse.
Vi looks up at him through a haze of red. Her brain feels scrambled, like she's beyond drunk. Maybe that brainstem jack is working after all. Or maybe pain this intense really does loosen things up, with or without the fancy tech.
You want to know about Phasma? I can tell you about Phasma. Oh, the stories I've heard.
Her captor sits back on one of the chairs, arms crossed.
So tell me one, and we'll work from there.
Vi smiles, just a little.
Fine. One story. I'll tell it to you exactly as it was told to me, by a woman named Siv. My brain isn't working so good right now, but I have a very good memory. That's why I'm such a good spy. He places the remote on the table. And Vi starts talking.